A turning to an ongoing issue that's getting a lot of attention this election year, laws governing voting. Yesterday, the U.S. Supreme Court left intact a strict voter ID law in Texas, but the court also signaled a willingness to intervene if an appeals court does not rule by midsummer on a challenge that's still pending. The law is one of the most restrictive in the country, and over the last 4 years has been ruled unconstitutional by 3 different federal courts. NPR's Wade Goodwin is here to help us understand the issue. Wade, thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So this Texas voter ID law has had this very convoluted path through the federal courts since it was passed in 2011. Can you try to help us understand the backstory?
Yes, it has. I mean, the Texas legislature has long been dominated by Republicans. They enjoy supermajorities in both houses. So when the bill was being debated, it wasn't so much as to whether or not to have voter ID as it was how far to go with the law. And they ended up going pretty far. Part of that has to do with the type of photo IDs the legislature designated as legitimate. For example, military IDs and concealed handgun carry permits, they're lawful to vote. But state employee photo IDs and university photo IDs are not. So in federal court, the plaintiffs' lawyers have argued successfully that the legislature approved ID cards that were more likely to be held by white Republican voters and excluded IDs that were more likely to be held by minority Democrats. And the state's own research indicates that as many as 600,000 eligible Texas voters may have been disenfranchised by this voter ID law, the majority poor, black, and Hispanic. But it's important to know that the elderly have had problems too, mostly because of a lack of access to birth certificates. Mm-hmm. If you were born in a farmhouse in 1938 and don't drive anymore, it doesn't matter if you voted for the last 50 years in the same precinct. You can be out of luck.
Hmm. Well, so back to what happened yesterday. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to lift a Court of Appeals stay, and that keeps the voter ID law in place in Texas, at least for now. But both Texas's Attorney General Ken Paxton and the lead civil rights lawyer on the other side said that they were happy about this. So why were they both happy?
Well, the Texas Attorney General was happy because the ruling keeps the voter ID law in place while Texas goes ahead and argues again in front of the Fifth Circuit. And I talked to the lead plaintiff's lawyer yesterday, Gerald Hebert, and he described himself as delighted with the court's language in the ruling. And in that ruling, the court said that it recognized there were time constraints involved in this case with the November elections approaching. So it gave the Fifth Circuit a deadline by which that court had to rule July 20th. And if the appeals court doesn't meet the deadline, the Supreme Court invited the plaintiffs to return and seek relief. That's a pretty big nod in the direction of the civil rights plaintiffs. And it took 5 justices in order for the court to issue that ruling. And that's why, even though the law is in effect still, there was a kind of remains in effect for the time being vibe to the Supreme Court's issuance, and that pleased the plaintiffs.
Well, thank you, Wade.
It's my pleasure.
That's NPR's Wade Goodwin in Dallas.